Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord. God is so good. I'm glad that we're able to share this time together as we talk about another area of stewardship that I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, and that is our problems. Now, that might come kind of as a shock to you that we could consider our problems being an area of stewardship, but let me say that our problems are very unique. They are very personal to us. No one has a set of problems like you do. Doesn't that make you feel good? They're just all yours alone. And so, beloved, what do we do? How can we begin to possibly look at problems as an area of stewardship? Well, we do know from the Word of God that our character is forged and formed and purified through trials and problems. Let patience have her perfect work, James says, when you're going through trials, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, how do we receive God's power? Well, not by being strong. We have to acknowledge and confess that we are totally weak. We have no strength in ourselves. Beloved, whenever I think of the passages in the Bible, whenever any of God's heroes, the saints of God, actually had a visitation from the Lord, John, when he saw the resurrected, unveiled Christ in the book of Revelation, as it's recorded there, he fell at his feet as dead. Here was someone who was one of the most closest disciples to the Lord, who leaned on Jesus' breast. And when he saw Jesus in all his glory, he just fell over like one dead. And Daniel, remember, he had no strength, no power in himself. The Lord had to strengthen him. So, beloved, we are weak in our physical bodies and in our spirits. You know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Thank God our spirit is willing. That's the important thing. But we can claim God's power and strength. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said, stay in Jerusalem. He spoke to his original disciples, to those 120, stay, go in that upper room, wait until the promise of my Father. And that promise was the beautiful introduction of the Holy Spirit. Not that he wasn't on this earth before, but he came into the church, and he came to not only dwell within in their spirit, but to come upon them to give them power for service. That's the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that we can be empowered by God to live the Christian life. Beloved, you sure can't do it in your own strength. And yes, the problems do cleanse us. They help us understand that we're not as spiritual as we thought, that we don't know as much as we thought, that perhaps we've walked in presumption. We may have all kinds of attitudes that really need an adjustment. And they let us know and realize how far we have fallen short of the glory of God. But God gives us power. In such a time, call unto me in the time of trouble, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things. He will show us things that we don't know. God is a faithful God, and he gives power not on our potential, beloved, but going again back to stewardship of the other areas that he's called us to be responsible over, he gives power for faithfulness. And beloved, we need to look at our problems in a new light. Listen to me closely now. We need to look at problems as a doorway to new power and authority in God. problems, the trials that we go through, what's the result of them? If we allow them to do their work, if we won't complain, I mean, look at the children of Israel. Every time they had, they saw the most powerful miracles of God in Egypt, and they had trials in the desert. They didn't have water. What did they do? They complained. They wanted to go back to Egypt. Beloved, we need to change our attitudes about problems and see that they are requiring us to have our dependence on God. And when we do that, when we say, Lord, please help me with this problem, with this trial, help me go through this, Lord, they will foster in you and I courage and knowledge and creativity and patience and tenacity and endurance. They not only build, but they reveal character. So when difficult times come your way, how are you? I tell you what, I'm not only preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself. This is the real test of where we are as far as our maturity level. Irresponsibility means not properly stewarding what belongs to you, including your problems. And beloved, it's really quite simple. In order for God to prepare us for heaven, He has to give us His heavenly perspective. In other words, how He looks at us, how He sees us. And beloved, that is found in the Word of God. You might find yourself or feel yourself lower than a grasshopper's belly, as one of Brother Glass's colloquialisms, as he used to use. But beloved, the Word tells us that you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, that you are more than an overcomer, that you are, He always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. This is the faith that, this is the work of God that overcomes every difficulty, and that's the faith that He has given us, the faith that overcomes the world. Hallelujah. Be of good cheer, Jesus said. I have overcome the world, and you have overcome through me. And again, that partnership, you're not in this alone, beloved. You're not by yourself. You have people that love you. You might feel bereft. You may feel isolated. You may feel alone. But beloved, all those of God's children who have the love of Christ in their heart love you. I love you. That's why I'm on this station. When I say I love you, I'm not just saying that to say something, some platitude. I sincerely mean it. And it's with a love that only the Spirit of God can put in there. Some of you I may never meet. Some of you I haven't met. Some of you, we go back a long ways. Services that we had a church in the San Francisco Bay Area for decades. But beloved, nonetheless, that bond in the Spirit transcends time, transcends distance. It is real. And so, beloved, we need to change our attitude towards our problems. Instead of shrinking negativity, God wants you to develop initiative in utilizing His power, His grace, and all that He has given you. You need to have a sense of what? Personal stake, a sense of property and ownership of your life and activities. Beloved, we have to get away from a victim mentality, which is being promulgated by today's world and society. Well, we are the way we are because of all the problems we've endured, all the discrimination, all the prejudice, all the bad breaks. I didn't have a good upbringing. I never had the opportunities that other kids had, whatever the excuse. We can go on and on and on and on to excuse the reasons we are the way we are. We can be the perfect victim. We can be the hero or heroine of our own personal melodrama. Oh, I know, I'm not being too gentle right now, but I can speak out of authority because I used to do that. Before I was saying, man, I tell you what, I just loved melodrama, my own. And you know what? I couldn't find that many people who would sympathize with me. That is the case. However, you know what? We have a compassionate, loving God who will sympathize with us. He won't leave us there in our pity party. He will say, what does my word say? Listen to me. I will tell you what to do. I'll show you the way of escape. With every test, every trial, every temptation, he makes a way of escape that we might be able to bear it. He oftentimes doesn't change the situation immediately, but he wants us. What he's getting at is our attitude, your attitude. How has your attitude been today? Do you need to go to the Lord? Do you have to repent of something? Well, beloved, that's how we walk close to the Lord. That's how we become mature, when we realize the principle, this principle that I've been sharing, is what God wants to impart to us. You know, we pray, God, give me power. Books have been written how to have power with God. Well, we pray, God, give me power, and we get problems instead. But, beloved, instead of throwing up our hands, we need to realize God's answering our prayers. Oh, well, yes, that's the truth. So this principle is the key, beloved, to our personal growth and success. Problems teach us how to properly apply God's word and how to appropriate true faith. Beloved, God is doing a work in us where we will know that his word is true. It will not fail us. We need to stand on his word. The word of God is called the sword of the Spirit. Why? Because it cuts asunder, it even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints of the marrow, and discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Beloved, God's word does a work in us. It defeats the work of the enemy, just as Jesus, when he quoted the word in his temptations in the wilderness, if we will apply God's word, problems will teach us that. Do you think those temptations were pleasant for Jesus? Of course they were not. He was being tested, but he showed us how to respond, to apply God's word, and to walk in the faith of God. Have ye the faith of God? That's what Mark says. Beloved, God is moving in your life to bring you into a place you've never walked in before. Lord, I have just a few moments, but I pray, grant this prayer. Bring us into that place you have reserved for us, where we can be the manifested sons and daughters of God for the glory of your name. And they all said, amen and amen. Well, I could minister for another hour, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. In a moment, the announcer is going to give our contact information. You can send me an email or you can write me. I still use snail mail. That's how I respond. I might briefly confirm an email, but that's how I minister. And there's a separate ministry of correspondence. If you've been blessed by the broadcast, I declare you'll be blessed by the ministry of correspondence. So I invite you to write. The Holy Spirit's tugging on your heart. Don't disobey. Do what he says. Note on that contact information. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,